Blog Talk Radio. on the air, there comes a sweet refrain. The carols brings the message that it's Christmas time again. Music ringing round the town proclaims the Savior's birth, filling hearts with hope anew, a peace to men on earth. Hearken to the angel's song, let earth receive her king. Filled with spirit loud and strong, lift up your voice and sing. Keep in your heart a Christmas song, and let the words convey the message of the carols to all men this Christmas day. Christmas is happiness found everywhere, in the song of white Christmas that floats through the air, in the sweet ancient carol that glow and sing of the child born in Bethlehem, the King over kings. Christmas is hustle and bustle in stores. It is red ribbon tied to wreaths on the doors. Lights strung in arches from lampposts of town, and people excitedly milling around. It is white, fluffy masses of snow on the street, and holiday greetings from those whom we meet. It is children with wide eyes viewing the toys, and people conspiring to surprise girls and boys. Christmas is fireside and logs all ablaze, and the staring of memories of dear olden days. It is sugar and spices, plum pudding and pies, and succulent turkey stuffed with big balloon size. It is smells in the kitchen where fudge is simmer low, and popcorn is popping and children eyes glow. As bone and boxes are placed neath the tree, where a rainbow of light glows exclusively. Christmas is happiness. It is laughter and fun. It is sharing and doing the love for each one. Praise the Lord. It is a blessing to come on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And celebrate with you this great and wonderful time. It is a time that we share, as the poems say, love with one another. It is a time of rejoicing of our Savior, who has done so much for us, more than we can even ask or think. It is all the blessings. Oh, if you think about all the blessings that he has done for us, he has paid a great price because he's no longer in the manger, but he lives inside of us. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. We adore him. We magnify him. We praise him. We glorify him. We lift him up because all this is worthy. He's worthy. Yes, he's worthy to be praised. Praise God. Oh, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and he pitied every one of my groans. He has been there for you and I. Praise God. God is good. Yes, he's good all the time. He's not just only good at Christmas time, but he's good all the time. He meets our needs. He heals. He delivers. He sets us free all the time. Oh, when we least think, oh, God is at work, working in and through us. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Oh, you should just thank him, thank him, thank him, because we don't know the actual time that he was born, even though we have set aside at this time to worship him, but we worship him 24 hours,
365 days out of the year. We worship him. Why do we worship him? Because he has loved us with an everlasting love, and he gave his only son, his only begotten son for us to save us from our sins, because we would have gone the wrong way. But he came down in the flesh to save us, save someone like you and I, to deliver someone like you and I, to help us in the state that we was in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, may we go to prayer. Praise God. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, oh, for so graciously loving us, God, loving us more than we can even ask or think, God. God, you have paid a great price for us, God. And, Lord God, we love you for it, God. And, Lord, we, oh, God, are praying for all our sisters and brothers, Lord God, that may be going through something at this time, God. Maybe it may be a son or daughter. Maybe it may be a death, oh, God. Father God, it may be some kind of disease tonight, God. But, God, I know, God, you sit high and you look low. Your arms is not too short, God, to save, God. Oh, God, save that son and that daughter, God, from the wrath, just what you came for, Lord God. Save that husband and that wife, God. Save, oh, God. You are the Savior tonight, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, save that one, oh, God. Father God, that's out there in the hog pen, God. Father God, heal, oh God, that one with some diseases, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, they may be hurting. A body may be racking in pain from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. But God, I know that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, they'll feel the comfort of your love and your loving arms wrapped around them, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise God, praise God. Oh, Father, I pray tonight, God. Oh, God, that they have a knowing, God. God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we come in no other name but yours, God. We come in your name, God, because you told us to come in no other name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, that one that don't know how to pray to you, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray that they will find the way to you, God, and call upon the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, open their eyes, God, that they can see you spiritually. Open their ears, oh, God. Oh, God, at this time, and God, in here, oh, God, a spiritual calling in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you the helper. You the God of all, Lord God. Oh God, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites. Coming to you tonight with our Christmas program. Praise God. Have you lost a son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. So whatever you may be going through tonight, God is right there waiting on you. I see a hand up. May I have your request, please? One, two, two, five. Is there anything you wanted to say? 1225. Last number is 1225. I see your hand is up. I was wondering, did you want prayer or was there anything you wanted to say? Minister Biden, you may go ahead.
I thank you. This is God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Our home phone number is 347-5797. To listen to our program, call a friend and tell them to dial area code 714-409-0578. Press 1 if you'd like to share a prayer request or if you would like to give praises unto God. On Sunday nights at 7 o'clock and 8, you will hear God's favorite radio program. And on Friday night, we have Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorite. It's on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Call this number on Friday, 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word. Tonight we have several requests. Request for one of my neighbors. Her sister is having problems with her stomach, and she would like for us to take and continue praying for her. Also, some of the kids in the neighborhood are having problems with earache, eyes, and heart problems. Don't let us forget about the grieving family, the family that has people that just passed away, and also people that's away from home, family, for this Christmas season. Because, you know, we all would like to be together and would like to praise God and thank Him for this marvelous season that He has given us. He's given us a promise, and yet He's given us a child. And we should rejoice. And you can look into Luke 2 and 5. That night, some shepherds were in the field nearby watching their sheep. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and they became very frightened. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news that will be a great joy to all people. Today, your Savior was born in the town of David. He is Christ, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find him wrapped in pieces of cloth, lying in a feeding box." Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel, praising God and saying, "Give God glory to God in the heavens, and on earth let there be peace among people who please God." Isn't that wonderful? Let's give peace as our peace offering today for people around the world that does not have no peace. That is one of the gifts that we can have as we just ask God to come into our lives, and we can share the Christmas season with them by just saying, "Lord, please forgive me of all the sins that I've done. I would like to share your heavenly blessings with each one that is listening tonight." Think how much joy and blessings that we have received this year. And we're coming to a close, but we can still share Jesus, and we can still share the many blessings. Just this past 2 weeks ago, my cousin and Georgia had a wonderful Christmas miracle. She had a mass in her stomach. And the very next day, she went back to the hospital to see the GI doctor, and it was gone. Isn't that wonderful when you trust God and you can get a healing? Today, I had a friend come over to the house, and she brought me a Christmas gift. And she thanked me for the one that I gave her. And she said, "Let's keep sharing God's love. Let's keep sharing it with other neighbors and let them know that Christmas is about love and kindness and rewards that we will receive." Her sister is very sick. She has stomach problems. She herself had heart surgery. The doctors was able to go into the heart and help remove a clot that was causing the heart not to beat how it should be beating. She went through one phase of the surgery, and they didn't know if they could do the other phase of surgery due to the fact that how weak she got. But they did the second stage of the surgery, and everything is fine. She's walking. She's able to do her exercise. She's able to walk and go and do her shopping. She can start walking without a cane. She doesn't have to carry her walker wherever she goes. We just got to thank God for all the miracles that he's giving to us this year. Think about a miracle that he has given to you this year. And call in and let the world know that Jesus is Lord. And the shepherds still say, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, let there be peace among the people who please God. Be a person today that will please God. Just thank him and share his love with others. Thank you for listening. And thank you for calling. Thank you for giving us a report of what God has done for you. Please let us know how you enjoy our program. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578 and press 1. On Sunday nights at 7 o'clock and on Friday nights at 8, you will be blessed. Thanks for listening. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Janice. Thank you so much. God bless you and Merry Christmas to you and your household as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, first I'm going to begin by reading you the Christmas story. The title of this is the Christmas story. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as Mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take. I don't want the music to interfere, okay? Saying, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And she called his name Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea on the days of Herod the king, behold, there came a wise man from the east, saying, where? Saying, where? Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and tribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the prince of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently that what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. Excuse me. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's in Matthew 1:18 through the second chapter through 11, the story of the birth of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go over here, and then we're going to read about hope and joy, because we talked about it last week, about hope and joy, and we hear songs about this at this time of the year. Praise God. Hallelujah. Herald angels come and sing, tell the world a child is King, Prince of Heaven, Lord of Earth, sing a song of Jesus' birth. Sturdy shepherds leave their sheep, come and see the babe asleep. Safe and warm in Mary's arms, unaware of future harms. Learn, wise men, from far, afar. Hear the message, see the star. Find the babe so long foretold. Bring him incense, myrrh, and gold. Patient Joseph, watch with care, Mary and the baby there. Keep them safe throughout the night. Soon will come the morning light. Gentle Mary, love's begun. You have borne God's only Son. Earth and heaven, hope and joy, wrapped up in your baby's joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, it's such a blessed time that this time of the year we see all the giving, and we pray that people are giving from their heart and not from their just from the flesh, but give out of your heart and think about, why are you giving? Why are you giving? You're giving because God gave his only. God has done something greater than you can even explain. He has given his only Son to die for your sins and my sins. Praise God.
So we shout with joy, and we carry this in our hearts, not only at this time, but year round. We celebrate what God is doing in our lives and what he has promised to do for us, praise God. God has so many promises in his word that he has told us that he was due for us, that he was leaving his spirit in us, and then he was going away, and then he's coming back one day. Yes, he's coming back to get his children one day, praise God. Hallelujah. And we are his children. We are awaiting, praise God, for him to come back and receive us unto himself, praise God. And so that is a blessing, praise God, when we know we have something to look forward to. I know I am. I don't know about you. I am looking for Jesus' return now because I recognize, praise God, hallelujah, I recognize that God is preparing a great place for us to be with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we will rule and reign with him one day. Praise God. But until then, he wants us to tell others about his goodness and tell others so that they can come to him and receive him into their hearts. Yes, that's what I'm getting around to, our hearts, that our hearts will be shining for him, doing his will, praise God, hallelujah, because he told us to do the will of his Father, praise God, hallelujah. So we are so glad that we can celebrate Jesus year-round. We don't have to wait to December 25th. We don't have to wait until a certain time, until we get into the church or whatever. But we can celebrate Jesus year round. So the prophets foretell the birth of Christ all through the word. When we read, we notice that the prophets foretold of this Christ that we are celebrating. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our Lord. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And that's in Isaiah 40, 3 through 5. Praise God. And then again it said, praise God. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a Savior, a great one, and he shall deliver them. We serve a God who is a deliverer, praise God. And the prophets went on to foretold, praise God. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign, and behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, praise God. That's Isaiah 7 and 14, praise God. And it said, and the Lord gave Israel a Savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrian, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before time. 2 Kings 13 and 5. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousand of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting. That's Micah 5 and 2. The Lord thy God shall raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. Deuteronomy 18 and 15. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I love it. I love it. Hallelujah. That's Isaiah 9 and 6. Praise God. He shall be called Wonderful. Oh, we call him Wonderful. Mighty God. Mighty God. He's an awesome God. He is the Prince. He is the Prince of Peace. No one else, guess what? No one else can bring peace in your life like Jesus can. He is the one, my friend. He is the one. If you're going through something, if you're fighting with something during these days that we are celebrating Christ, any time of the year, praise God, you have a Savior now. I want you to know you have a Savior that you can call upon, because he'll be your friend when you're friendly. He'll be there when you're going through your lonely hours. Praise God. Hallelujah. He'll be there for you. If you call upon him, he said, I will answer you. I will be there for you. Praise God. He said, I will not let you go through this alone. I'm your helper. I'm your strength. I'm everything that you need. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we call upon the name of Jesus, we know that he hears us because he said it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I will come to you bright early. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we call upon Jesus, let me tell you, it might not seem as though he hears, but he does. He just wants you to have faith and believe that he is there. He is there all the time. Praise God. He don't want you to doubt him. No, he doesn't want you to doubt him. He wants you to know that he's there to help you. So I'm going to read again. Once 2,000 years ago, on a clear and starlit night, shepherds who kept their sheep in the hills saw a vision of unearthly light. The birth of a baby boy was foretold, who would save his people from sin. But when his parents came to Judea town, they found there no room at the inn. So Jesus was born in a stable. That Eve, a treasure, was he of a great worth. Yet he was born there among the animals, a majestic on earth. His parents were humble sojourners. They were tired and hungry and poor. But there was no room for to be found for them. Just a cold straw stable floor. Jesus came to live among men, a lovely stranger from celestial parts. I pray we might all find room for him this day, this night at the inn in our hearts. I pray, praise God, that we all have Jesus living in our hearts. And if you know someone that does not know Jesus, let Jesus shine from your heart. Praise God. That they will want to know the Jesus that you serve. Praise God. Let the story of Jesus ring in your heart so much this year. Praise God. That men and women will want this Jesus that you have. And you will tell them that he's no longer. No, he's no longer a babe in a stable, but he lives in my heart. Oh, and they might ask you, well, how do you know he lives in your heart? Oh, I know because he
saves me, and his word, it leads me and guides me. Oh, it's so much to tell about Jesus, what he's doing for you. And you can go on and tell how good Jesus has been to you, praise God. Can you, do you have a story that you can tell? I know I do, praise God. I have come a long way. Jesus has done many things, praise God, for me. Praise God. You know, the Bible tells us to train up our children. As they grow, we ought to be training our children in the ways of Christ. Praise God. I know as my children came up, they had their own Bible, and we had to pray together. We had to pray over the food together around the table. But, you know, we've gotten away from much of that now, and we are not training our children up in the Lord. Children should be trained about this time that we are living in, praise God. We should be training our children and telling them about this Jesus that's living in our hearts and what gift this is to us, praise God, and what gift this can be to them, praise God, and why this gift was given unto us, praise God, because Jesus was the gift given unto us. God gave the ultimate gift, and you're not, you know what? You should not even feel bad or slow about giving a gift, because God has given the greatest gift. When you give, you're giving because Jesus has given. Jesus has given the greatest gift of all. Praise God, the greatest gift of all. You ought to be asking, what can I give? Where shall I give it? Or whom shall I give it? You can't give it to Jesus. He wants you to give of him yourself. But if you want to give a gift to someone, feel free to do so and give it out of love of what God has done for you. There's reasons why we should give. And make it a part of your life that you give because God has blessed you. You give because he has given his son. You give because even if you don't have very much, you give and watch God give back unto you. I'm telling you, I have witnessed it. And it don't have to be much. It can be the least, the little thing of doing something for someone. Maybe it could be going visiting in the nursing homes, or it could be going and singing some Christmas carols, or passing out some food to the elderly. You know, there's so many ways that we can give of ourselves, but give it freely unto others. You don't know how God might speak to you. He might want you to give something out of your finances this year. You just don't know. You got to be open to God and let God use you. Because it may be someone that's poor and they need a few dollars to pay their rent. I don't know. But God will speak to you and let you know this is what he wants of you at this time. Like he has given his son, and he's going to say, I want you to give as well. I want you to give of yourself as well. Praise God. Your son, I have given you my son, and now I want you to give back. Praise God. Praise God. You know, giving is such a beautiful thing. Praise God. Giving is blessing. Giving is blessing. When you give, God blesses you for giving. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to learn that our giving is a blessing.
and it will bless us, and it'll come back to you hundredfold. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. I love to give. I love to give. I love to give out unto others. Praise God, because God has blessed me to give. And it is not, like I said, it's not all the time money. It's not all the time money. It may be going and spending some time with someone that is not able to get out. Praise God. Hallelujah. I still have my limbs to get around. Praise God. So I'm going to read you this little Christmas poem. What is Christmas? Christmas is music, the music of carols ringing out on the still night air, the organ, the chimes, and the voices of a choir singing silent night, holy night. Christmas is lights, the candles in our windows, the lighted trees, the eyes of children, and the starlight on a cold December night. Christmas is welcome, the wreath on our door, the happiness to answer, the doorbell, the warm of hearts overflowing. Come in, and Merry Christmas. Christmas is laughter. A lot of people don't have this year, but we can share our laughter with them. The laughter that starts in our toes and bubbles up and smiles on faces everywhere. The feeling of closeness, of a wonderful secret shared with all mankind. Christmas is fragrance, the pine and the spruce, smell of Christmas tree, the sugary, good smells of cookies and bacon, and the spices and raisins, smell of fruitcakes, and smell of furniture polish, and cold and crisp smell of outdoors. Christmas is giving, and that's what I want to get back to. The present made by hand, the card picked especially for a certain person, the gift mark from me to you with love. Christmas is remembering other Christmases, friends that may be far away, loved ones far and near, those less fortunate, as I said earlier, those in need. Praise God. To read again the words, for God so loved unto us a son is born. I must say this again. Christmas is remembering other Christmases, friends that may be far away, loved ones far and near, those less fortunate, those in need. To read again the words, for God so loved unto us the Son is born. Christmas is love, the love that wells up in our hearts and bring tears to our eyes as we thank God for his great love, his unspeakable gift. Can you think now? Can you think about it now? The greatest love that was given to us is Jesus. That love that no one else can meet up with. That love that will go on forever and ever and ever. He will never, never take his love from us. He has loved us so much, so much. What a beautiful time that we can greet others. Some people can't do it, but you have that opportunity now before the 25th that you can do something great for someone. And as I said, it don't have to be very big. You might want to share your $5 or whatever you may have. But it's the love. It's the love of God that reigns in your heart. It's the love that you want to share out of your heart, that you want to give out. It's about giving and loving and sharing with one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. It brings tears to my eyes because I just wish
that I could just give and give and give and give. But God gives me what he has blessed me with to give, and I thank him for that. I was looking on TV the other day, and this man gave his workers so much money. And some of them got big, big, big bonuses. And they couldn't believe it. Some of them got up as $10,000 bonuses. Can you believe it? Another story, I saw a man on TV where every year a man goes around and he gives people $100 bills. Well, God has blessed them to have money to share. Thank God they give it. And I know you might say, oh, well, they can use it as a tax write-off. But however they use it, they're giving it out. They are giving it out to someone that is in need, some, and sharing with someone. Praise God. It's so good to share. It's so good to give. It's so good to reach a hand out and extend your hand to someone else at this time. Praise God. A hand extended. Pray, a hand extended is blessings. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. I pray that your giving will not be in vain, that you are giving from your heart, and watch God pour it back to you. I have a testimony of a friend of mine. She gave her friend that she used to work for over in Alaska. She sent her nuts and things from here, and it almost cost her $500 to send it. But when she got a check yesterday for $2,000, this is what I'm talking about. Praise God. I pray that you'll be right back here with us next Sunday at the same time, 7 p.m., along with Minister Janice on Friday night at 8 p.m. Bye-bye now. Good night.